What I do know is that there are 293 sitting there that have not been taken over. I am aware myself that there was a massive influx of schemes that wanted to be taken over last year, simply to, I suppose, provide surety. People out there in group water schemes don't know if Irish Water will help them if there is a difficulty on the system, if they will be billed directly by Irish Water, if one bill will come for the whole of the scheme, if bills will be sent out to each householder. And that is the kind of insecurity and the unsurety that is out there. And we had told the council anyone who wanted to get their scheme taken over should be facilitated. And it is most unfortunate that we are here now in 2014 when it is too late, and we have been informed that the council did not take all of the schemes that wanted to be taken over into control of the council.
So where does that leave people listening then on one of these group water schemes? Do they contact the council? Do they contact Irish Water for clarification?
Well, any scheme that is not taken over by Donegal County Council to date, they will still be working with the council because Irish Water will have no governance over them. But the unfortunate aspect of it is there are many schemes out there who still want to be taken over. They don't know now if Irish Water will take them over or if they won't take them over. There's, I suppose, an indecisiveness from Irish Water, but that has been added to by Donegal County Council's lack of action in 2013. D-Day was December 31st, 2013, and many schemes were left in limbo because the council had not acted and not taken over those schemes. And it adds to the melee and the unfortunate circumstances that surrounds the whole water debacle in our nation.